CBS News. I'm Dave Barrett. Not a good idea to be in the Big Easy this afternoon.
A lot of the city's underwater. There's no power. You can't drink a lot of the water. So the best thing is to wait until there's an all clear to come back.
WWL-TV reporter Dennis Waltering says Hurricane Katrina's winds have died down to about 95 miles an hour now, but there are still parts of New Orleans that are not easy to access. Word from the mayor's office is a number of people are stranded.
They believe they have about 200 people on rooftops, mainly in New Orleans East and in the Ninth Ward, and 20 of those people, he believes, are police officers.
Near Lake Pontchartrain, some neighborhoods with one-story houses have water up to the roof. There is extensive damage along the Gulf Coast, especially in Gulfport, Mississippi. A 22-foot storm surge arrived when Katrina made landfall this morning. Correspondent Lee Frank.
Here in Gulfport, just where I'm looking right now, I can see the back of a police car, the window blown out right next to it, a tree that was about 30 feet tall, toppled to the ground. You can see the big root ball sticking out from the earth. Still seeing trees swaying in the wind.
There's an all-day curfew in Gulf Shores, Alabama. In Mobile, about 150,000 people are without power. In Louisiana, the number's about 370,000. With wind still blowing, it's early to tally up the damage, but expert Thomas Larson says overall, Katrina will be costly.
Well, just the damage, just occurring without paying it, going into insurance, could exceed $30 billion. This is a large event.
As for assistance to the region in general.
I'm Peter Combs in Charlotte. Help is on the way.
Watch head towards the van. One of them ought to have a spot.
This convoy of firefighters and medics is headed to the disaster area to help out at chemical refineries along the coast, where federal officials expect spills, contamination, and injuries. Danny West is the EMS coordinator for the Charlotte Fire Department.
Our primary mission is medical care and support of the local response, first responders.
These emergency responders come from all over North Carolina. From all we've seen of Katrina so far, they'll have their work cut out for them. Peter Combs, CBS News, Charlotte.
I'm Mark Knoller in El Mirage, Arizona. Aboard Air Force One on the way here, President Bush issued verbal disaster declarations for both Louisiana and Mississippi. It authorizes federal relief and recovery operations in response to Katrina.
I want the folks there on the Gulf Coast to know that the federal government is prepared to help you when the storm passes.
Mr. Bush is also weighing a decision to release oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to make up for lost production caused by the hurricane. Mark Knoller, CBS News, El Mirage, Arizona.
Some wholesale gas prices in New York jumped from 25 to 35 cents a gallon today. At the close on Wall Street, the Dow was up 67 points to 10,467. The Nasdaq gained 17. Crude oil gained $1.07, closing at $67.20 a barrel. This is CBS News.
CBS News, I'm Jim Krasula in New Orleans. Life is hard, very hard, here in the Big Easy. Hurricane Katrina has left behind an absolute nightmare. No one has power or running water. Streets are impassable, blocked by debris and flooding. Authorities using boats and amphibious vehicles have rescued hundreds of people trapped in their homes by flooding. They've had to cut into the roof areas to free people who've climbed into the rafters of their homes. People at this point are literally screaming and hollering to rescuers to let them know where they are. One of the city's many levees has been breached, and floodwaters are rising right now in many areas. There are scores of unconfirmed deaths here in the New Orleans area. To the east in neighboring Mississippi, at least 55 people are dead. Many of the bodies have been found in a collapsed apartment building in Biloxi. Authorities are telling the hundreds of thousands of storm evacuees not to come back here for at least a week. I'm Jim Krasula in New Orleans. Now with more news, here's Nick Young.
Well, those people did flee the city as Katrina bore down on the coast. And reporter Dave Cohen of CBS affiliate WWL says when they come back, what awaits them is a great unknown.
There are going to be some people who come home and rejoice in the fact that their home is still standing, their roof is still on, their doors and windows are still intact. They may be missing some siding, their fence may be knocked down, many of their shingles may be missing. The worst case scenario is those people who will return and find their house completely inundated in water, completely submerged in water, in a situation where it's probably no longer inhabitable.
There is the danger of disease catching hold in the city, so Mayor Ray Nagin is warning residents to take precautions, a mandatory boil water order for most of New Orleans. In Alabama and Mississippi, there is staggering devastation, especially in the coastal cities of Biloxi and Gulfport. Biloxi resident Harvey Jackson watched his wife swept away in the waters and his home destroyed.
We ain't got nowhere to go, nowhere I'm going. I'm lost. That's all I had. That's all I had.
Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour says Katrina dealt his state a grievous blow. Last year, four big hurricanes in Florida ran up a huge insurance tab. Now the industry is expected to get walloped again. Thomas Larson is a senior VP with an Oakland, California firm that does damage projections.
This is a $9 to $16 billion insured loss event.
Larson says it would have been worse if Katrina had dealt New Orleans a direct hit. The big storm has sent shockwaves through the oil market, sending futures soaring past $68 a barrel again today as traders await damage reports from rigs and refineries. Oil analyst Peter Butel.
The fact that it hit where it did is, you know, one of the worst possible things that could have happened to the oil markets.
Now checking stock prospects ahead of the opening bell right now, S&P futures are down about 2. This is CBS News.